Title: Groove Coups from Classic Dub Reggae Advanced. Alright, let's build a drum and bass groove that's got that classic dub reggae pocket hiding inside it. Deep space, hypnotic micro timing, little mixer gestures that feel performed but still hits like modern 172 dnb and stays DJ friendly. The big idea is simple. In dub, groove isn't just what you play, it's also what you don't play, and what you momentarily let echo, blur, or disappear. So we're going to treat Ableton like a dub mixing desk. The groove lives in the relationship between kick and snare, the push-pull of hats and ghosts, and the way delay and reverb become rhythmic counter-patterns. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. You can move it later, but pick a number and commit so your timing decisions actually mean something. Open the groove pool now so you don't forget. Then set up tracks like this. A drums group with separate tracks for kick, snare, a break loop, hats or skank, and a perk or ghosts track. Then a bass track. And finally, set up two return tracks, because this is crucial. Return A is dub delay. Return B is dub reverb. On return A, drop echo or delay. Start with a dotted eighth delay or a quarter note delay. Feedback around 25-45%. Keep wobble subtle. Then put a filter after it. High pass it somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz. You are not allowed to let low end smear around your mix. In DNB, that's instant mud. On return B, put hybrid reverb or reverb. Algorithmic mode is great here. Make the decay long enough to feel like a space, but controlled. So think around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so your transients stay readable. And again, high pass the return. Aggressively, somewhere between 200 and 400 Hz to start, and higher if your track is heavy. Now step 1. Build an anchor that can hold dub space. In one bar of 4/4 at 172, put your snare on beats 2 and 4. Standard. Don't get clever yet. For the kick, start with beat 1. If you want a second kick, place it just before the snare as a gentle driver, but keep the pattern restrained. The goal is authority, not density. Dub groove works because it implies motion without filling every gap. Quick processing suggestions. On the kick, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz just to remove useless subsonics, then a little saturation with soft clip to firm it up. On the snare, a bit of drum bus for transients, maybe tame harshness if it's biting around 4 to 8k. You want the snare to feel like it owns the room. Remember that phrase, the snare is the speaker. Before we move on, a coach note. Guard the snare's headline moment. One of the easiest ways to kill pocket at 172 is to clutter the 20 to 60 milliseconds before the snare with bright ticks. If you create even a tiny air gap leading into 2 and 4, the snare feels bigger without getting louder. That's dub discipline applied to DNB. Step 2. Bring in a break, but make it dub functional. Choose a break that already rolls. Amen. Think, hot pants. Anything with movement. Drop it on an audio track. Turn warp on. Use beats mode. Preserve transients. Start with transient control around 100 and adjust by ear. Now here is the dub move. Don't treat the break as constant intensity. Treat it like a layer you can carve. If you want the most control, slice it to a new MIDI track by transient so you can mute individual hits. The point is to create dropouts. For example, right before the snare, remove a couple of tiny top hits in the break. Suddenly your snare feels like a statement. That's the dub engineer mindset. You're sculpting attention. Step 3. Translate reggae skank into a DNB top groove. In reggae, the skank is the offbeat. In DNB, we can imply that with a tight closed hat or a rim shot. On your hats or skank track, program 8-note offbeats. 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and. Now immediately delete about 30 to 50% of them. Seriously. If everything is offbeat, nothing is offbeat. Bass is groove. Then shape velocity. Think in three tiers. Accents, normal hits, and nearly hidden ghosts. In dub, velocity is the engineer's hand. If a hit isn't an accent or a ghost, ask yourself if it needs to exist. Try making 2 and 4 and a little stronger than the others, but don't lock that in as a rule. Let the loop tell you where it wants to lean. Add an auto filter high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, so hats stay out of the low mid. A touch of saturation to blue them. And if your hats feel too point-like, a little stereo width is fine, but keep your core groove readable in mono. Now swing, but not the obvious way. We're not going to slap global swing on the entire drum group. Leave kick and snare mostly straight. They're your grid truth. Instead, grab a groove in the groove pool, something MPC-ish or a light shuffle that feels slightly late. Apply it only to hats, break slices, and ghosts. Start with groove timing around 10 to 25%. Keep velocity influence subtle, like 0 to 15%. Random, just a bit, maybe 2 to 8%. You're trying to create consistent intention, not chaos. Coach note here, think in two timing layers, macro and micro. Macro is track delay. The whole hat track sits back. Micro is nudging a couple of specific notes, so the loop feels like it's leaning forward in one spot and laying back in another. Great pocket usually needs both. It feels steady, but never static. Step 4. The dub conversation. Ghost notes answering the snare. On the perk or ghost's track, choose a low snare ghost, rim, or short conga-like hit. Keep it tight. Now place very quiet hits either just after the snare for a drag feel, or just before as a pickup. A practical starting move. Set grid to 1/32. Place a ghost 1/32 after beat 2, and 1/32 after beat 4. Pull the velocity way down, like 10 to 30. Then nudge those ghosts slightly late, around 5 to 15 milliseconds. You're aiming for laid-back dub pocket, not sloppy lag. EQ them with a high pass around 200 to 300 Hz, so they don't compete with the body of your snare and kick. And if their level jumps around, a tiny bit of glue compression, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just to keep them consistent. Now an advanced variation you can try right away, the answer phrase system. Make it a two-bar conversation. In bar 1, the ghost answers after the snare. In bar 2, the ghost answers before the snare is a pickup. Repeat that pattern and suddenly your loop tells a story, without adding a single new layer. Step 5. Bass groove. Dub emphasis with deed and B momentum. For the bass sound, keep it controllable. Wave eatable with a sine or triangle is perfect. Add saturation later for presence. Bass pattern concept. Anchor something around beat 1. Add offbeat stabs around 1 and or 3 and leave a hole right before the snare so the snare hits clean. That hole before the snare is not optional if you want this to feel professional at tempo. Side chain from the kick for clarity, fast attack, medium release. And optionally add a second, gentler side chain from the snare with a slower feel. That gives you the sensation that the snare speaks and the bass steps aside. You're building hierarchy. If you want to go even deeper, try parallel bass. Keep a clean mono sub as one layer, and a mid bass layer that's saturated and band limited. Sidechain the mid layer harder than the sub. That way the bass talks rhythmically, but the weight stays steady. Step 6. Dub FX as rhythm. Echo throws and reverb drops. Here's the rule. Delay is an event, not a constant layer. You're going to send only selected hits to the delay return. Rim accents, occasional ghost notes, sometimes a little snare tail if you're careful. If you put everything into echo, your groove stops sounding intentional. Automate the send so the delay appears in gaps, not during dense moments. A great starting habit, one throw at the end of every four bars. That's dub tradition and DNB phrasing discipline in one move. Extra pro move, duck the delay return with sidechain compression from the dry snare. That way the repeats get out of the way when the snare hits, and bloom in the space after. That's exactly the dub desk feel, but it stays clean enough for DNB. For the reverb return, send tiny amounts from snare, ghosts, and skank. If it starts to wash out your break, you're sending too much or your reverb isn't high-passed enough. If you want it to feel more springish without wrecking the mix, and a tiny chorus after the reverb on the return. Very small, you're going for wobble, not seasickness. Step 7. Micro timing, the dub pocket inside 172. Keep kick and snare straight, then mic tops and ghosts sit back. Try nudging hats late by about 5 to 12 milliseconds, ghosts late by about 8 to 18 milliseconds, and then add one tiny element, like a shaker or a very light hat, nudged early by about 5 milliseconds. That's how you get both laid back and forward motion at once. In Ableton, use track delay for the macro move. For example, set the hat's track to plus 10 milliseconds, ghosts to plus 12. Then go inside the MIDI and fine edit a couple of notes for micro intention. That combination is where advanced groove actually lives. Step 8. Arrange it like a dub mix pass, but with DNB functionality. We're building 16 bars with DJ readable changes. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the core groove. Minimal. Let the pocket convince the listener. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the conversation. Add the ghosts and start doing occasional delay throws. Drop a hat layer every other bar so the groove breathes. Bars 9 to 12, heavier roll. Bring in more break slices or an extra top layer, and add a bass variation near bar 12, like an offbeat stab with a tail. Bars 13 to 16, dub dropouts and tension. In bar 15, mute the break for half a bar, classic desk move. In bar 16, Do a snare or rim throw into echo, then cut everything on the last quarter note to slam into the next phrase. And here is a really effective workflow upgrade. Do a dedicated dub mix pass. Hit record in arrangement and perform only send levels, maybe one filter cutoff on the drum group, and a couple of mutes. Don't chase perfection, chase gesture. That's what makes it feel like dub. Before we wrap, let's quickly cover common mistakes so you don't sabotage yourself. Don't swing the kick and snare too much. You'll lose authority and the beat won't mix well. Don't cram in offbeats. Too many offbeats turns into busyness, not dub. Don't put delay on everything. Count your throws if you have to. Don't ignore velocity. Flat velocities make flat pocket. And always filter your FX returns, or the low end will turn to fog. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 4-bar loop that feels dubby without sounding like reggae. Standard DNB kick and snare. Offbeat skank hats, then delete 30-50%. Add 2 ghost notes, both slightly late, one after beat 2 and one after beat 4. Put echo on return A and do exactly 1 delay throw per bar by automating the send. Then bounce it and listen. If you still nod your head when the hat's mute, you've got pocket. If the snare still feels like the speaker, you're on the right path. Final recap. Dub groove cues you're stealing are space, offbeat emphasis, micro timing, and rhythmic effects. In DNB, keep kick and snare stable, move the tops and ghosts. Use groove pool for controlled swing, track delay for quick pocket shifts. Treat echo and reverb returns like instruments, automate them, filter them, and make them appear in the gaps. And arrange with dropouts and throws like you're performing a desk, not just looping a pattern. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for and which break you're using, I can suggest a specific 8-bar blueprint with exact groove settings and a call and response map for your ghosts and throws.